Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our first guest, as we do each week at this time, Bill Ballinger, the editor of Inside Michigan Politics. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Jack.
Well, take us inside Michigan politics and tell us what's going on in these gubernatorial camps. I guess if you are Rick Snyder, you just want to avoid falling off the ledge. And if you're Virg Bonaro, you're going pretty deep in the playbook right now.
Well, I think, I think Rick Snyder's trying to run out the clock here, Jack.
Yeah.
He thinks if he can just avoid any mistakes, and if he can avoid Bonaro in a debate and have November 2nd get here as quickly as possible, he's going to win this thing. Some more polls came out in the last week, I think, since we talked, and they all show Snyder ahead by well over 20 points.
If you were running Virg Bonaro's campaign, short of saying withdraw gracefully, what could you tell him at this point that would give him or his staff or volunteers much hope?
Well, I think the main thing is he's got to wait and see if his ad campaign, which has begun, this is Bonaro's ad campaign and the Democratic Party's ad campaign against Rick Snyder, with some pretty tough ads claiming that Snyder outsources jobs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and take hold and get some traction. I mean, the terrible thing is, as bad as all these polls have been for Bonaro, he needs more polls and have one of them start to show sign of life and hope, and that maybe his deficit is only 15% or 16%. Even that will help.
Right.
And then hope that, you know, people get angry somewhere. We haven't really seen any evidence of it yet.
No.
That Snyder is not, respecting the whole process by which people are elected governor, and that includes debates. I mean, we almost always have debates, and we've talked about it on this show.
How much does the public care about that, Bill?
Well, it just doesn't seem like they care this year for this reason. I mean, I don't see the outrage building that Bonaro would like to see building, that Snyder doesn't want to have debates. First of all, I don't think people are absolutely certain that it's all Snyder's fault. They think that maybe Bonaro hasn't handled things very well, their negotiations or whatever. That may be unfair toward Bonaro. That may be a bum rap. But I think, you know, every time there are negotiations leading up to debates, they're always troubled and nasty and controversial. And I think people expect that. And the idea that somehow Snyder is totally to blame for the fact that they can't agree on how and when and how many debates to have, I just think people don't buy that. They think there's got to be some blame on both sides.
Right.
And, you know, that works to Snyder's favor. If he's ahead by more than 20 points, the best thing he can do is just kind of avoid close encounters of the worst kind with with Verge between now and November 2nd.
Well, when Virg Bonaro bills himself the comeback kid and talks about the primary, one thing when he was down double digits there was a tremendous base of undecided voters. Now, the gap between Rick Snyder and Virg Bonaro is larger than the total number of undecided voters.
Right.
And I guess any time your negative numbers outweigh the number of people who support you, you've got issues.
Yeah, that's a real problem. And another problem for Bonaro is, and we've talked about it on this program before, I mean, he still actually is not very well known, Virgil Bonaro. I mean, like one out of every five voters have literally never heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
And another one out of four or five have heard of him, but not enough to be able to make a decision on whether they want to support him or not.
Bill, how unusual is that at this stage of a gubernatorial campaign?
Well, it's unusual. But look, Jack, the reason that's the case is, this is so unusual to have a mayor of a medium-sized city. I know a lot of people in Lansing may think we're the king of the anthill here. We're the state capital and everything else. But, I mean, let's face it. Michigan is a state of 10 million people, the Lansing area is like, you know, no more than a quarter of a million. Bernero just isn't known in the Metro Detroit area. People don't know who he is.
Right.
And then out of the people, Jack, that do know him, and you just mentioned it, he actually has a higher unfavorable percentage, you know, among people who know him than he does favorable.
Right.
Whereas Snyder is about 4-1 more favorably inclined of the people that vote him. About 43% have said we like him. 9% say no. Now, Snyder isn't a household word either, and
right.
even if he's slightly better known than Bernero, he's not well known. He's not a known commodity. So, I mean, that's the reason why, when you actually think about it objectively and don't assign blame, it is an outrage that there aren't debates.
Right.
Because we don't really know enough about either one of these guys. Even people who really follow politics closely, particularly Snyder, who's never held public office before, to be able to say with complete certainty, you know, who's really up to the job and who isn't.
Right. Our guest, Bill Ballinger, the editor of Inside Michigan Politics. Bill, a lot of discussion this week about the Michigan business tax. And Rick Snyder's plan to end this tax and to have a different means of raising revenue, talking about a flat 6% corporate income tax. But when he said that this is going to cut business taxes by $1.5 billion, that doesn't sound like it's revenue neutral. And how does the state overcome another $1.5 billion hole?
Well, that's a question that obviously has to be answered. And secondly, Bernero is claiming that even though it may cut taxes overall, as Snyder claims, that there are going to be a lot of businesses that are actually going to end up paying more in taxes
right.
than under the current Michigan business tax. So, you know, Bernero is basically trying to say it's a bad tax from two different standpoints. It's,
right.
you know, not revenue neutral, and it's also going to cost a lot of businesses. So Snyder is claiming, you're right, that, you know, even though it will save the state, or excuse me, save businesses money, that overall he's claiming almost every business in Michigan is going to get some kind of a cut under this tax. Well, if that's the case, where are we going to make that up? And he really hasn't come up, as far as I can see, with anything that, you know, shows how that'll happen.
Yeah, and when I saw this, my first reaction was, Bill, I've read Rick Snyder's 10-point plan. He needs an 11th point here in a hurry.
Yeah, and he gets into things like a C corporation and S corporations, and he gets into a lot of this business school jargon to kind of explain what the tax is and why, you know, it'll produce miracles without hurting anybody, but it's pretty hard to understand how that's going to happen, and maybe something like a debate would kind of help us understand what's going on here. But guess what? Rick Snyder doesn't want to have debates.
Yeah, and maybe I'm a little jaded, but when someone promises miracles that don't hurt anyone at this point
yeah.
in our society, and no one has come up with this previously, I'm thinking it isn't a miracle.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, there's no question about that. The only thing he can really point to is that Lady Luck is on his side, and that somehow, even though for the last decade Michigan's economy hasn't turned around,
right.
that somehow this will free businesses to prosper because they won't be bowed down by onerous taxes, and that the economy will turn around here, as hopefully maybe it will in the rest of the country. And there will be a surge in business activity that produces revenue that will make up for the fact that the rate is actually down, according to Snyder's plan, from what it was most of the last decade.
Right. Well, it's a little complicated for most people, but again, if there's no debate, there's no point, counterpoint, or chance to see them exchange ideas together, and I don't mean in a 30-second spot. Then it's very difficult to try to see exactly.
Yeah.
What
well,
the
if there's
are.
No debate, then it's up to the news media, I think, or somebody somewhere,
yeah.
somehow, maybe the Democratic Party, to analyze this thing in an intelligent way, to parse it and put out some real questions there to the public and the voters that make them think about whether, you know, they really just want to sail into November 2nd on a wing and a prayer, hoping that Snyder is telling the truth.
Bill, are you on off the record this week?
I am.
All right, and that airs
unfortunately for voters.
And that airs tonight?
Yes. Yeah.
It airs several times. I usually catch it on Sunday.
Yeah, over the weekend, yeah.
Starts on
yeah.
Friday. Okay, sounds yep. great. Bill Ballinger, the editor of Inside Michigan Politics, and you can catch him with Tim Skubick on Off the Record tonight and Sunday, I know. We'll be right back with more Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.